Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
And he did the thing where not only did he like... not only did he like pump his glove and his hand together, but he actually like sprung in the air a little bit.
Yeah, like hopped.
Yeah,
like
there was a hop, yes. And I don't know what it is, but when pitchers get like that, where they almost leap out of their shoes, we love it. Guardians get the 3-1 win. They're going to give you your updated totals. We got a couple calls on this. Pete Futek in 1 hour's time, the lead in 40 minutes time. But with this, we've got the updated info here of Fangraphs giving the Cleveland Guardians 24.3% chance to make the playoffs, 8.4% to make the division. ESPN's got it at 16.6% to make the playoffs. CBS 15.9% and 3.7% chance to win the division.
Was ESPN's updated at least? Because like Fangraphs updated it instantly.
So I think it was, but I don't know what it was going into this game. So it was, but everything else is updated, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, at least Fangraphs is accurate and is up to date with the latest, so that's obviously good. I think the important thing out of this game, and really what we've learned out of not only the 7-game win streak, but now winning 11 out of your last 12 and really kind of just seeing what this bullpen and starting pitching is, you at least have an identity for the team now. Like for the longest time, it felt like we didn't really know what this team was. We didn't know what the strength really was. It felt like for the first 3.5-4 months of the season, we were trying to figure out what exactly they could hang their hat on and be like, this is what we do better than, 90% of teams out there. And now you have that. It's the starting pitching into the bullpen. Last year it was the bullpen. Now you have the starting pitching into the bullpen. And they've been dominant.
So that matters now because you know how you're going to win games over the next 10 games.
Yeah.
And also, there is no excuse this offseason. In terms of last year, they didn't feel great about the rotation coming out of the playoffs. They didn't feel great about they were a little bit worried about overloading the bullpen from last year. And then obviously the offense. So they split the points there between a lot of emphasis on starting pitching and the bullpen. You've got enough depth now on both fronts. And with guys coming back next year off injury, you should be setting phasers to stun on the offense here. So now you got the identity and it helps you the identity going forward. I'm feeling it's like 50-50.
And they haven't even made it a question mark though, because the offense has just been the way that it has been. 50-50 for what? To make it to the playoffs?
To the playoffs.
So you're just gonna run right past the 24% that Fangraphs says. The Nick Wilson graphs have come out and calculated 50%.
Will graphs? I don't love it.
Nick graphs?
Do not love it. Don't love it. No, I don't like that either.
What's wrong with that?
I just don't like the way it sounds. I'm getting very defensive. Don't you say that?
I didn't think it sounded that bad. I was like, all we're doing is replacing one name for another. It's really not. We're just throwing, we're not rewriting anything. It's just graphs at the end of it.
No, that's fine. Well, fat now, graphs. I do like.
It plays with it very nicely. Yeah. I can't say that, though.
Hey, now you can, because Max said it first. Hey, fan graphs. Have you heard of a little something called fat graphs? 50%.
Oh, jeez. Oh, you dumped that? You coward.
Oh, you coward,
you coward,
Mac.
Boo.
You went from fat graphs to me saying half a word and you
what
know
a
what?
Coward.
If they don't make the playoffs, it's because of Mac Robinson. You heard it here first.
And fat graphs was just a ripoff of Fatlock, too. You weren't even that creative.
I still like it a lot.
I liked it though. I did like it. Yeah. I did like it.
It's a really good one.
But what a coward, man.
Yeah, you should have dumped that. That's fine. Mm. We're learning. This is a learning station. Let's go with.
Anything, I won't defend you next time. It's okay.
When your job's on the line, always err with the idea of just let it go.
Yeah,
just let it go.
Yeah, come on. I only said the full B word on air. Yeah. I don't know why you're dumping me.
No big deal.
You jerk.
As you are our safety nets to make sure that nothing actually goes out.
And you will be the one fired.
You will be. It won't. Oddly enough, it won't even be Nick. It will be you. That gets let go in
but
that scenario.
But how dare you?
But how dare you?
The Guardians win. They pull off the sweep, and you pull this bleep on me? Matt, in a car. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Like a real bee.
Hey, guys. First off, I don't mind the fat graphs. I don't know. I think you guys can have your own branding. There's fat burger. There's, I feel like that's one of those words that can't really be copyrighted. So I tell Ken to be like, you know what, you can have your fat lock. I love my fat graphs. Mm. But anyways,
okay.
I'm here to eat a bit of crow because you know, I'm sure you recognize the name. I've gotten into it with you and Jonathan. I've gotten in with Phelps about the organization, how they run things, and I was pretty much on DEFCON 5 after the losing streak and everything that happened with Clase and Ortiz, but somehow, some way, I don't know how this is happening. This team's got some grit. I gotta say, I don't know if they're gonna do anything in October, if they're gonna get to October, but I'm not gonna lie, this is fun. I'm back to I had Hammy going in my work vehicle. I had Hammy going in my AirPods. I was pumped up during that game, and I don't know. Now if they don't make the playoffs, like you guys said, there's gonna be no excuse for them not to do anything. But last thing I'm gonna leave you guys with is say Ortiz and Clase are cleared of everything, and I mean I don't think they will be, but there's been nothing, and they're either doing the world's like deepest investigation here or. They determined that Ohtani's interpreter, had all the blame for that. Ohtani had absolutely nothing to do with that in about 5 seconds flat. Meanwhile, how long has it been since we've heard anything with this Ortiz and Clase thing?
Anything concrete? It's been about 3 months.
If there's nothing about this, there's going to be no like. Can we at least get like a box of chocolates and some flowers from MLB?
I think it's a fair point, by the way, Matt, and we appreciate you. And by the way, in the spirit of reciprocity and healing, we accept you eating crow, and we appreciate you for saying that and owning that. You own that.
How's that the first call out of the gate, though? You know what I mean? I do hate that everything about this season has turned back into the Clase and Ortiz discussion.
Well, the only thing I would say on that is, because we can put a pin on it, you are right, let's get back to celebrating.
You're doing this without Ortiz and Clase,
yes.
And like this team is the one that should be celebrated is this team that went down to the absolute the basement, all things considered, after a 10-game losing streak because of the spot that Ortiz and Clase had put them into, and they've managed to crawl out of that. Like, and that's an important footnote of this. Mm-hmm. But like, I put those two players right now in my rearview mirror. They're not going to entertain any part of the rest of this season, and we'll get to that when we get to that.
Mm-hmm. But I do want something for baseball for the inconvenience. But that's for another day. Let's go with Tom. Fat Graphs gives the Guardians a 50% chance to make the playoffs and a 50% chance to win the division. It's identical. Identical. What does Tom Graphs say about it?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
You're Tom Grafs.
Not all at once.
You're Tom Grafs, by the way, in case you didn't know.
Yeah. Tom, you still
I don't know
this?
That Tom knew. Tom was like, he's just getting mad.
Is this Tom Graf?
Yeah, from the clouds.
So. All right. Yeah, I was Tom in the car. I didn't realize I was Tom Graf. No.
That's all right.
That's on me, dog.
I'm fired up. I mean, we just swept the Tigers, which I'm going to say not a lot of people expect us. It's a day after Jose's birthday. I thought he was going to rip a homer on his birthday, and he ends up doing it a day late. I'm okay with that. And honestly, going back to the whole Class A thing, maybe it made the other pitchers kind of step up and develop more on their own. Plus, it's showing that that vote isn't just a one season thing. He's given us leadership here to take it to the second season.
Tom, we appreciate you, buddy. Tom Graf's always loved to hear Tom Graf's on the show. Here's what I'll say. If they pull this off, if they don't, I'm not gonna do this, but if they pull this off, this is such a more impressive job of managing than last year. That's no disrespect to last year.
For sure it is.
But when you just get on a heater for 90 games and then you just kind of stay buoyant for the final 72 games, and again, they did great stuff in the playoffs. I'm just talking about the regular season. I'm sorry. Like, it's been, you could have and should have written this team off four times. And to get this winning streak going, to get this momentum going, where I don't think it's crazy to suggest they could go 8-2 in the final 10 games and steal a spot. A lot of that is owed to Stephen Vogt.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we've had to adapt to his style of managerial leadership, which is a lot of positive things into the microphones and very aggressive moves during the games. But I always focus on, are you keeping your team in the game? Are you keeping the team from bottoming out? This is such a harder thing to pull off, what he's trying to do now, than a year ago.
Look who's on the line here. Look who wants to talk about it. What an impressive job that Stephen Vogt has done.
Look at this. Yeah, see, I thought that was the fire alarm out there. It's also going off. Not great,
Bob. That is going off. You should probably maybe address that at some point.
You know why it's going off out there? Because the Guardians are on fire.
You know what? Doesn't matter. We're not leaving.
Not leaving.
We're not leaving.
You can smoke us out all you want.
We got Guardians baseball to discuss with Fanta.
John Fanta on the fan hotline. Let's go.
Come on, John. Come on, buddy.
You guys are special, and so are the Guardians. I'm on fire right now because we said, what did we give a better chance to, a sweep? Or when we talked about the game on Sunday, what would happen? And we all said a sweep. And I felt a tad uneasy about it, knowing Schuble would go game three. And you know what Jose Ramirez said? He said, there will be a statue of me someday. You can build it because I show up in the big moments. I'm that superstar who bet on Cleveland. I want to be here. That's what superstars do. They step up in the seventh inning of a tie game that you really could need. And he comes through. That's a heck of a sweep. And you are absolutely right. You know, I was thinking about this as you talked about Stephen Vogt. This guy's in his second year as a manager. Second year. And last year goes to an ALCS. If he leads this team to the playoffs, then you must. I don't care who you are, whether you dislike how the Guardians do business or you love how they do business. You must give them credit. The people who identified Stephen Vogt and hired Stephen Vogt, because those are the people who did due diligence and found the right manager to keep this train rolling. And maybe rolling enough that, guys, if they complete this and win this division, it is the best comeback, all circumstances considered, for a division title that we've ever seen, bar none.
That's very good. Hey, John, Fangraphs gives this a 24% chance. Fatgraphs gives this a 50% chance. That's Nick's version. Fantagraphs gives it what?
100%. It's going to happen. They're making a playoff.
Woo! 100%, John.
Listen, that they make the playoffs. Division, I'm going to say 55. It's better than 50 now. Listen, guys, what did we say? What did I tell you a couple days ago? That, and I've been wrong on this show before. It's why we have fun together. But Jason Benetti and other Tigers folks have said, for whatever reason, our ball club plays differently against Cleveland than the 28 other teams in the league. That is real. And you can't, if you got to tell me, guys, if this division race is inside two heading into Detroit's visit to Cleveland next week, I think you'd have to agree with the way things are going right now that, the Guardians would have, they've got the mental edge. Right now, they've got the edge on the field. I just say go into next week's series being, I'm just going to throw it out there, a game and a half. Like, that would be quite ideal when they come to town, and you can take it. And even if you lose a game there, final weekend, why not? It is real. It's alive. This would be nothing short of improbable. Because you said it, Nick Wilson, there has been multiple funerals. And you guys also know this. There have been some people who have taken some real shots at this ball club this season that go beyond just having a bad season. Like people that have spoken about the franchise in ways that I thought crossed the line, they got a chance to shut a lot of people up if they make the playoffs.
John, this is why you're the best, buddy. Thanks for calling in. Guards ball!
Thank you, John.
Guards ball, baby! Love you guys.
Me too, bud. John Fanta on the Fan Hotline. I was like super pumped up before. I think I might need a cigarette and a smoke now.
That's exactly right.
If he had said that Jason Benetti, if he'd come back and be like, Jason Benetti says the Tigers just play stiff around you, I might have been curtains. It might have been somebody Stop else's it. Job to do the final 2.5 hours of this show. We will continue on. Max in Bay Village, you guys as well. Fat Graphs says a 50% chance to make the playoffs. Fantagraphs says 100% to make the playoffs. What chance are you giving the Guardians to do this? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.